meeting at Seymour today. We've got the 8 races for decision and the conditions fine in a soft 5. Warren Huntley is with us. How are you, Warren?
Good, very good, thanks, Dan.
What do you make of this little program at Seymour today?
Oh, like a few of the races, just a little bit of, I suppose, a watch and see in terms of we've had pretty fine weather, not a lot of rain, but they've had to put some moisture on the track to keep it, I suppose, from firming up too much. We're on a soft 5 and not a great drying day, and it's a relatively new track, the Seymour track, so I just want to keep an eye on how it does play and make sure the inside holds up to some extent. That's a fair deck. I've just got a feeling that we might see them getting off the track a little bit as the day progresses.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the first, a 3-year-old maiden over 1,200, and you can take out runners 3 and 8. Now, we've got number 2, a Blonde Disposition at 215, 270 for first tier, and Greedy's out to $4.
Yeah, the market's got the main chances there. Now, I thought with the run under the belt, first tier was the way to go. She just got pushed wide on the track first up at Moonee Valley recently. Gee, she was strong to the line late behind Kashiwa. That was a 1,200 metre. Stays at this trip now. I'm going to go with 6 ahead of 2. Blonde Disposition. She's jumped out nicely to resume. I can understand the support for her, and she competed in some strong races last preparation. Earmuffs go on for the entire race here. The red set, the ones that come off at the barriers, come off. Just trying to get her to settle as well as she can. Greedy's been going well this preparation. Solid in 2 runs back. And Diamond Effort, I thought, had jumped out quite well. Also, nothing flash about the time at Caulfield, but just moved through the line well. Probably gets over further, but looks to be coming to hand well. 6-2-7-4.
6 from 2-7-4. We go to the second, a maiden over 1,200, and you can take out runners 4-7 and also the 14. Number 3, Runbro, is at 9, down to General Short, who's short, being a runner-up at its only 2 runs to date at $1.40, and then we've got Theme Park at $7.50.
Gee, there was plenty of better odds bet earlier this morning. Now, hopefully we can I can be patient and get better odds for General Short. I think it's a good race for him. He's one of the better bets on the program, although the price has gone now. He just got strung up a little bit in traffic at Benalla last start, and the winner, who I think smart from Team Hawks, was off and gone. But General Short was strong to the line with race fitness on his side. He looks clearly the one to beat here. 8 ahead of 3. Runbro, who missed the start last start, the Barry Blanket goes on today. He's 2 runs today to beat Good. I think he's going to be looking for further as he progresses through his career. Haven't mind the jump outs and trials of Theme Park, resuming here as a gelding and ditto for number 10, Pure Acceleration. But I think both of those horses will be better over further and improve with the run. And I think in here and now, it's a great race for General Short. 8-3-12-10.
8 from 3-12-10. We go to race 3, a maiden over 2,000 metres. Number 10 is Scratch. Number 2, Rocco at 7. 2.40, Don't Look Now, down to Lamington Drive at $2.60, and Voodoo Queen is at $4.20.
Again, skinny market, isn't it, Nards? I'm with the marginal second favourite here in Lamington Drive. I was pretty keen last start, but just didn't quite work out for Lamington Drive there. The nose roll comes off here and the winkers go on. I think can settle in a handy enough spot here, and with clear galloping room, I think Lamington Drive is the one to beat. Rocco was solid to the line up in distance last start. Don't Look Now will be the one riding the speed, and out to this distance range might give a great sight. And Voodoo Queen has been progressing quite well, might be next best. I'm pretty keen on 7 ahead of 2, 6, 11.
So 7, 2, 6 and 11. We go to race 4 over the 1600. You can take out runners 2 and also the 4. We've got number 6, So Schmick at 9. Tower Road at $2, $8 for Train the Brave. Then we're down to Shandon Apparel, who's at $4.80, and Western Supermare at $7.50.
Yes, skinny enough race again, Nards, and the market suggesting that. Long enough run to the first bend here from the 1,600-metre start down the back straight at Seymour. I'm going to go with Tower Road, who I think can just blend across from that wider barrier draw, come through a very strong form line, and I'm going to go with 7 Tower Road. The blinkers went on Luna Flare in that race at Moonee Valley and won well, but Tower Road was solid getting out wide and working home late. Shannon Apparel's progressing well too, and I think this distance is certainly what she's looking for, up from 1450 last start. So Schmick comes through the same race as Tower Road last start, without the best of luck, ran well also, and maybe Train the Brave next best, but I'm focusing around the top ones in the market here and pretty keen on 7 ahead of 10, 6 and 8.
So 7 from 10, 6 and 8. Then we go over to race 5. This is a sprint first leg of the quaddie where number 5 comes out, and we've got an odds on favourite. The only 3 that are single figures, though, are number 7, Boo Radley at 7, $1.60 for Signature Street, and My Divas at $7.
Another one that's trimmed up as the morning's gone on, Signature Street. Nards particularly with the scratching of Miss Vixen, but even after scratchings were final, has trimmed up. And pretty hard not to agree. He runs behind Mystico and Chivalry at the last two starts. Those horses have continued to race well at good level, metropolitan level and stakes level, and that's just an irresistible form line to Signature Street. Relatively recent addition, or a new addition now to the Patrick Crane stable. I'm going to go with Signature Street. Crossover nosebands going on. Little gear change. Should win ahead of Boo Radley, who's getting fitter. It's a Shame Billy gets down to 64 grade for the first time for a long time. You know what you get with Billy. He'll settle back from that inside draw. They'll get away from him, but he'll be trying to make that strong late run. And I put My Divas in as next best. But it's a good race, as the market suggests, for Signature Street. 8719.
8719. Race number six is a 64-1400. And in this event, you can take out runners 3 and also the 8, along with number 14. Now, we've got number 2, Royal Thunder, 850. Merriman at 650. Finally, Free, 460. Shoplifter is at $5. 7 there for Isa Bay. Osmium is at $5.50.
On a day that's hard to find value, and it isn't even market now, so I could certainly have something each way on number 11, Osmium here, who's been gelded since his last preparations. He got his career off to a great start with a really strong win on debut and lost his way to some extent, but look, he's trialled up really nicely without really being tested in a recent official barrier trial. I think a kickoff here at 1400 metres looks ideal for Osmium, and I could play him each way. 11 ahead of 5, Finally Free, who was very good riding the speed and only grabbed late last start behind Ogden, we'll mention, in a solid benchmark 64 in town. He'll cross from that wider barrier draw. Loyal Thunder was good in the same race, will be getting fitter, was working home well, has run, performed well, and won second up previously. And Vegas Boulevard's just one of the odds that I thought might be able to tuck it behind the speed, and he can be a little bit hit and miss, but I think this race shapes up pretty well for him. 11, 5, 2, 1.
11 from 5, 2 and 1. We go to race 7, and he can take out runners 6 and also the 10. We've got number 3, Let Loose, at 360. Too Hard to Handle, 650. Absalom is at $5.50, down to Starvasive at $5.
Robbie Griffiths was on with the Breakfast Club boys this morning, and he was saying that Absalom's only had that one jump out to get ready to back to the races, or official trial it was, and look, I thought she trucked up really nicely there on the fresh side at 1,000 metres. She could perform really well here. I love the way she was held together and really wasn't asked to do much at all late in that trial, but seemed to be able to travel up nicely prior to just cruising and idling through the line. I mean, we have 5 out of 11 Starvasive, who's going well and will ride the speed. By this time of the day, we'll have a good handle on whether the inside draws are the place to be. But I think on the speed and from the inside, that's where Starvasive is at least going to find herself early. 7, Allura is honest and going well enough, and Too Hard to Handle is getting fitter and was solid in town last start. And I thought even the previous run at Yarra Valley first up was good. So pretty even race. I'm even going as wide as including Let Loose, who's back to 1,000 metres in the quaddie. But I put them in 5, 11, 7 and 4.
5 from 11, 7 and 4. Then we go to race 8. The last is 70 over 1,600. Takeout runners at 4 and also the 7. Number 1, Dane Thunder, 750. A Grand Crown at 360. Down to Free Fly 2 at 950. Cash Raider, 950. Connery at 480. Miss Adequate is at $4.80.
You could argue that Grand Crown should have won both his races this preparation. He does go up to benchmark 70 level here, but the step up in distance suits, and he looks a really progressive horse, and he looks to have come back well. On with number 3, Grand Crown, ahead of Connery, who maybe was just a bit underdone first up, fitter. Interestingly, the blinkers go on today, so he could have derived good improvement from that run. Archie Alexander also on with the Breakfast Club boys this morning, giving him a good chance, and I think he's certainly graded well here and fitter with that run under the belt. Dane Thunder, fitter for a couple of runs for the new stable, and Free Fly 2 was actually a bit of a sneaky good run in his most recent run. Didn't really flash home, but it was a solid run. He held his ground well. He'd be fitter with that run under the belt, and he might be ready to improve. 3, 10, 1 and 8.
So we go 3 from 10, 1 and 8. And what's your best Ruffy quaddy and also your play of the day?
Gee, it's very short now, general short. Now, it's a bit embarrassed to make him the best of the day at around about $1.40, but Signature Street, the other one that looks the winner to me, race 8, number 8, is not much better, but maybe an all-up of the two. But I'll go with race 2, number 8, general short as a winner. I thought Osmium, race 6, number 11, was value. For the quaddy, first league, 1, 7 and 8. Second league, 1, 2, 5, 6 and 11. Third league, 3, 4, 5, 7 and 11. And home with numbers 1, 3, 8 and 10. And I'm going to take an early quaddie as my play of the day. First league, numbers 2, 6 and 7. Second league, numbers 3, 8 and 12. numbers 2 and 7 in the third leg, and home with numbers 7 and 10.
Very good, Warren. Good punting today. Thank you.
Thanks, Nard.
There's Warren Huntley and his preview of the meeting from Seymour this afternoon. It's